Hi there, this is Kyle Hebert, the voice of the narrator from Dragon Ball Z, and you're listening to the After Hours Nerds podcast.
You should have had someone else do it, the results, an unbiased opinion. Obviously, you could have favored it.
I could have doctored the audio.
Obviously.
Just like right before I make my prediction, hit pause, leave it blank, and then when the Game Awards happen, record me saying it.
And then slap it in there.
That's real sneaky. It's, the fact that you just said that even came up with.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 106 of the After Hour Nerd Podcast, week of December 20th, 2021, the weekly podcast that covers last week's important gaming and nerd culture news, hosted by Gags and Dill. Dill, you're back after 2 weeks. I hope you eat, prayed, and loved enough.
Out of breath out of that, huh?
It's too much.
Not the best shit in my life anymore.
I had a big rip of that, yep. Came right into it. Someone's getting carted off on the game,
and
all right?
Your coffee was irregular this today.
Cream, all right? I never do cream. Give me the chocolate squirts immediately.
It got you. Yeah.
What have you been up to? Other than losing in our award show prediction.
Depression. Now that my laptop is fried.
Hey, we dedicated last episode to it. We played somber music for you and everything. So now you're part of us. You're just in the slums of console gaming. I hope you enjoy it.
I can't do it. I'll find a way around it.
You get your gaming monitor, you get your Series S that you have now.
I just don't know if it's going to be enough for me.
Oh, please. There's all these kids in third world countries trying to get a meal and you're over here. I need my gaming PC.
Hey, man. I need it.
But if you think about it, year's almost over. Me, you, and TA had a pretty great year. I got a promotion, a huge raise, engaged my girl, your PC died,
yep.
TA's going through a divorce and moving in with his mom. Great year for all three of us.
Yeah, it definitely seems like...
you bought a house. That's a big thing.
And then my laptop died.
Adulthood, right?
So
and your girl's car.
Got fixed, $1,800.
So there you go.
Even better.
Responsibilities.
Mortgage coming up in a week.
Yes.
Why not,
yes.
Right? Christmas this week.
Yes.
Even better. Spend some more money, right?
But we got to see Spider-Man No Way Home.
Spent $30 on fucking popcorn and snacks.
There we
Great.
Go.
Yep.
Spider-Man No Way Home before we all become Spider-Man stuck at home again with
facts,
this, what is
facts.
This, Omnicorn? Omnicorn?
Even if we have a home.
Omnimon? I don't even know what that
is. Omicron?
Yeah.
The Decepticon?
It sounds like a Digimon, does it not?
It sounds like a Decepticon
it
from
does.
Fucking Transformers.
Yeah, it's going to kill
Megatron. And Omicron going to kill your boy Optimus Prime.
I can't believe the names they come up with.
Yeah,
this
it's
shit.
Just crap.
It's like COVID. Like, you got to give it a scarier name. No one's going to take it serious.
Delta variant, Omicron variant. What the fuck is that? It's all hoax.
I have 3 days left of work, and then I'm done for the entire year.
I have 2 days of work, and then
are you done for the year?
No.
Oh.
I'll be back, you know, the week after.
Oh, I got that whole week off. I already got, like, my gaming schedule set up. I'm going to beat the Halo Infinite story.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm at the Elite Four for Pokemon Diamond.
Let's get it.
And I'm going to try Paper Mario, the original.
Ooh.
I'm actually super excited to play that.
Are you?
Yeah. The one on GameCube was super lit.
I feel like TA tried to go back and play that and still couldn't beat it.
All right. TA can't beat any fucking game. All right? I don't
I
know
like
why.
I like the one for the Wii, the Super Paper Mario.
I never played that one either. Don't you, like, flip the controller, too?
It was funky, but it was dope. Well, That's the one that Tyler got stuck at again.
I'm going to have to play this one with the N64 controller. I don't know how that's going to go.
Yeah, that might be interesting.
Here you go. How do you hold it again?
You know how I hold it. The right way.
No.
Whoever fucking...
definitely not the right way.
Whoever told you how to hold it that way is crazy.
That's the correct way.
Says who?
Literally everyone.
All right, just because you looked up a couple of Reddit posts and those people said that doesn't mean it's true.
I saw one that was like, here's the correct way to hold it, and it was a dude with three hands holding one on each prong. So maybe we're all holding
you
it
probably
wrong.
Believed it.
I 100% I
you
do.
You probably believed that guy had three hands.
I bet we were supposed to, when Nintendo released that with the three prongs, go through evolution and get a third arm.
Maybe only some people did. Some people didn't.
That's what it is.
Obviously, the people that did, we don't know.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a short break and be back with the news. All right, we're back with the news. Quick news of the week. Tencent has acquired Back 4 Blood developer Turtle Rock Studios, Altered Beast, Thunder Force 2, Toe Jam and Earl, Sword of Vermillion, and Dynamite Heady have been added to the Sega Genesis on Nintendo Switch Online Plus Expansion Pack. Chocobo GP comes to Nintendo Switch on March 10th, 2022. Are you interested in a Final Fantasy Mario Kart-like game?
Final Fantasy Mario. Yeah, I'd be down.
You'd be down for that?
Why not, right?
It's like a weird little mixture, but maybe.
Definitely weird, but like just for shits and giggles, why not, right?
I feel like a Mario Kart game could work if it had like an actual story mode, and I feel like a Final Fantasy game could. Because think about the Mario Kart.
How much fun would a Mario Kart story mode be, though?
You're just racing. But like, give it a real story. Maybe you have to upgrade your car or something. Give it some. I don't know. Like, I guess it only thrives in multiplayer, right?
I feel like it does.
It's only fun when you're sitting there shitting on your friends.
Yeah, I feel like that's what makes it the best.
And Spider-Man No Way Home cosmetics are now available in Fortnite. And Spider-Man and MJ skins are now purchasable. It's the Tom Holland Spider-Man, though, and the Zendaya MJ. Which is so weird that Zendaya is, like, out of all the characters they could have picked, they picked Zendaya.
She literally just looks like Zendaya in the game.
Yeah.
That's mad fun.
From the movie.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, you had Doc Ock, you had Green Goblin.
Green Goblin would have been sick.
Electro.
Green Goblin was a savage.
Especially you could give Green Goblin, like, the helmet or no helmet.
Yeah, no, I like the helmet.
Right?
I like the helmet.
That's why I can't believe it was like, you know what? But you know what they did? They were like, oh, Zendaya is a known person. Even though she's already in it because of Dune.
Is she, though?
Yeah.
Her Dune characters in it?
It's her and the Timothy Chalamet.
Whoever Champagne. This guy is.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's a big deal now. I don't know who the fuck he is.
Never heard of him once, and they want him to be...
Not even hype.
Although he got caught... Well, I say caught like it's a bad thing. They found that he has a YouTube channel from years ago. He used to mod Xbox 360 controllers for people.
Savage, huh?
Right? Although they mod, as in he takes the face plates off, and then he spray paints them.
Legally.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Big news of the week, Nintendo Indie World, the 10 biggest announcements. This is by Michael McRorder on Polygon.com. Nintendo's latest Indie World stream is full of great news for fans of excellent games from independent developers. On Wednesday, Nintendo confirmed a long list of well-regarded releases and promising upcoming games for Nintendo Switch. That list includes games like Chicory, A Colorful Tale, which was Polygon's number 2 game of the year, Omori, Amakat's colorful but dark indie role-playing game, and Sea of Stars, the next game from the Messenger developer Sabotage Studio. So the big 10 announcements were Sea of Stars, which looks incredible. It looks like it's Chrono Trigger, like the old-style RPG where even though it's take turns, the characters still walk around, and if you time their attacks at the same time, like if I use a fire attack and another character would use a sword attack, it'd become like a fire sword attack.
So it's a side-scrolling turn-based.
A prequel to the side-scrolling action game.
Right. So just a turn-based.
It's a turn-based game, but the characters don't like stand still during the battle, but you don't control like their actual movement.
So it's like Kingdom Hearts almost.
Kind of, but like a lot more turn-based.
Yeah.
Omori, Amikat's emotional and spooky role-playing game. Omori, which has been drawn comparisons to Earthbound and Yumi Nikki, was released on PC last year. It's now come to Nintendo Switch in spring 2022. So this is apparently like a... what is it called?
Spooky role-playing game?
Yeah, but it's... a cult following game. That's what I was trying to say. You know, like the people who played it really, really like it, but it didn't like hit big. We have Chicory, A Colorful Tale. This is one of those games that was on like everyone's game of the year shortlist. I haven't really heard anything. Team Chicory's cute, colorful adventure of existential crisis, already available on PC and PlayStation platforms, makes its way to Nintendo Switch today, starring a magic paintbrush wielding pup. Enduling Extinction is forever destined to be a heartbreaking adventure. Enduling Extinction is forever cast players in a role of a mother fox who must guide her 3 cubs to safety in a world ravaged by human-induced climate change. Enduling promises stealth, survival, and imperious adventure when it comes to the Switch in spring 2022. When they showed this game, I knew immediately I would never play it. The way it works is you literally play as the mother fox. You have 3 foxes, and you try to play throughout the entire game. If a fox dies, they're gone for good. So you try to get to the end.
Sounds like a dope game.
But that sounds so heartbreaking when you have your 3 pups, and if one dies...
I already said, like... a year and a half ago with Spenny that they should create some type of like
permadeath
game where you're the animal, especially like in the wild, you could do like lions and shit.
Yep.
And you have to hunt the people instead of them just killing you. Like,
well, so you don't hunt people, it looks like, you're definitely hiding.
But that
from
type
people.
Of style. Yeah. Either you have to stealth mode, you have to take them out.
That shark game that came out this year?
What I mean. As soon as I started talking about that with Spenny, like we were trying to come up with an idea, I started noticing like right after I said that, 2 months later, there was a game about how you were in the jungle and you're like a monkey. And I was like, of course, they're stealing my ideas.
You go through like evolution. Yeah.
I was like, they're stealing my ideas.
You know what it is? It's your phone. It's always listening to you.
I really think they were listening.
Jeff Bezos got you, man.
We were definitely talking about that.
Yep.
100%.
Ali Ali World developer Roll7 gave fans a new look at a release date for Ali Ali World, the ambitious and delightfully weird new side-scrolling skateboarding adventure. This looked like an on-the-rails skateboarder, but I guess there's different paths.
I like skateboard games, so.
But it's like a side-scroller, like almost like a continuous runner.
It's still kind of cool.
I like the art style. It's one of those like colorful, minimalistic.
It's got a nice art style, yeah. And you get to skateboard. I think it could be cool.
Again, it's one of those big ones that people are waiting for.
It beats running, right?
I guess so.
Just grind the fucking thing as it's scroll.
What if I get you a scooter game?
I'd be into it.
There you go. Another idea someone
I've
can steal.
I've taken a lot of fucking scooters off the ankles, so I'm down to play a virtual scooter.
What was the? It was a bike you went downhill, right? And you hurt yourself? That was a bike, all right.
Yeah, that was rough, yeah.
Figment 2, Creed Valley, Bedtime Games, isometric musical action-adventure Figment 2, Creed Valley debuts in February 2022, but players can explore its world set in the human mind thanks to a free demo in the Nintendo Switch eShop out now. I saw this game, and I actually thought it looked horrible. Just the art style alone, the gameplay might be good. It's like there's the games Oddworld that people love. They're like a really old side-scrolling game, but the art style is just so hideous to me.
I've never heard of it.
Locomotive. Locomotive is a murder mystery point-and-click comedy adventure set on a train called the Ruis Express. Players must investigate the suspicious death of Lady Unterwald in an attempt to clear their name because they're the primary suspect. Published by Chucklefish, Locomotive comes to Nintendo Switch next summer. I just love the name, Locomotive. Cool. What is it?
Clue.
Kind of, yeah. Clue on a train, and it's a comedy.
So just Clue.
Yeah, but with a clever name.
I like it.
I like the name.
I love Clue, so
but
I'm into it.
Do you like the point-and-click adventure games?
I don't know what that means, point-and-click.
So it's literally like you have a cursor on the screen. You have to like point to like go places or point to pick things up and look at it.
Whatever, I guess.
It's those are like more computer games to me. That's what I've always seen them on. But I guess if you have the Nintendo Switch, right, you play handheld.
I feel like it makes sense for that type of game, though.
You could touch screen, right?
Like, why? But why? What else would you be able to do in that type of game? Because you obviously got to get clues and shit.
You could walk around as the actual character.
That would be a lot to make.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Again,
that
it's
would actually
indie.
Take some, like, some serious
money.
Yeah.
Time.
Budget.
Dungeon Munchies, the cooking-based 2D side-scrolling action-adventure Dungeon Munchies, already available on Steam and Early Access, coming to Nintendo Switch today.
Very interesting name.
Yeah, and again, it's one of those games that it's like a side-scroller almost, and you have like the aim where you use like the analog stick, and it shows the line of which way you're looking. I hate that.
Yeah,
I hate that on games.
That's stupid.
And then After Love EP, the manga-inspired visual novel rhythm game of love, music, and friendship set in Jakarta is coming to Nintendo Switch next summer. Developed by creative director of Coffee Talk and What Comes After, After Love EP is part mixtape, part narrative adventure. I hate those visual novel games that...
Hey, but those are the most three important things right there. Love, music, friendship.
Eat, pray, love.
Exactly.
That's what you took 2 weeks off for.
It almost translates to the same thing.
I don't know
how good that sounds, but...
You know what it is, though? Those two games that they developed before, like... games journalists love because the story is actually like really, really good. You know, it's one of those things
I'm
where
sure
you play for the actual story, not the gameplay.
But is it more listening than playing?
Kind of.
Or is it more playing than listening?
It's more of like an actual like story book that you're interacting
to play it
with
for it to continue.
Yeah,
so
that's
like you could have just listened to it.
That's my problem with those.
Or just like you're playing effect.
Well, that might
what happens in the story, or is the story set?
I think so. Like your decisions that you make.
All right, yeah, that's why I don't know.
Like, imagine that. What is it? Netflix, Black Mirror, Baldur Gate, or whatever.
Yeah,
but
I don't
know a little bit more interactive in a video game manga style.
Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch. Yes.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. All
right, so the Nintendo Indie World, I think it's gonna be the last thing Nintendo shows off before the year's over. Usually, there's like one game I'm like, all right, I'm in for it, and that game has a holiday 2022 date. That was the Sea of Stars game.
Yeah.
It's like one of those years. It's like whatever happens, I guess happens. I think 2022 for gaming for everyone is going to be huge. I mean, how many PlayStation games do we have coming out next year, supposedly, right?
A good amount. And some good ones at that.
Some really good ones. Horizon, God of War.
Let's be real.
How many of them do you think get pushed? They have to, no?
Let's be real, kid. What's the most important one?
Batman? Or is it the Harry Potter one? I hope. Do you remember that was like your most anticipated game? and then it was like January 1st.
It better not fucking get pushed back. I don't have a PS5 anyway, but fuck it.
PC? I bet it would come to PC.
Now you're just throwing hate shots.
Speaking of next gen, this is the craziest story I've ever heard. Microsoft used Xbox Series X dev kits for its Halo Infinite tournament due to the ongoing chip shortage. I've never even heard of someone doing this before. This is their own game, their own tournaments they're throwing, and they themselves can't get their own consoles to play this tournament. It's in another example of how bad the ongoing global chip shortage is. Microsoft couldn't even secure enough Xbox Series X consoles for Halo's Infinite's first Halo Championship Series tournament, and instead had to use a mix of retail and development consoles.
That's crazy.
Tahir Hazajandic, the Halo esports and viewership lead at Microsoft 343 Industries, shared the news on Twitter, saying the open bracket players would be playing on Xbox Series X development consoles. Fortunately, there is no need of these players or fans to worry, as they are functionally identical to retail Xbox Series X hardware. Heads up, open bracket players, you'll be playing this weekend on Series X development consoles. They're functionally identical and will be operating in retail mode, so it's the exact same experience, they just look a little different. Why? Global supply chain shortage is real. Yes, even Microsoft can't find enough consoles for the first major tournament for Halo Infinite. For those unaware, dev kits are the systems used by game developers when creating the games we know and love. They're generally not made available to the public, and it's rare to ever see one at an official tournament. This chip shortage is impacting many beyond Microsoft, as Nintendo cut its Switch production down 20% due to it, and Sony reportedly cut its production of PS5 consoles by 1 million. A recent report said this shortage affecting gaming will remain very tight until at least September 2022. The first Halo Infinite Championship Series tournament features runs from December 17th to 19th, features 272 teams competing for a prize pool of $250,000 plus crowdfunding. So, crazy good pool. I would hope so if it's funded by Microsoft.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
But how can you not even get your own console?
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
That is the... They had sales numbers for...
It's not that crazy because... those aren't anywhere. PS5s aren't anywhere.
Yep.
So, it's no surprise.
Honestly, the only thing I've seen on shelves is the Series S.
Series X, yeah.
There's a lot of them on this.
A lot of them.
As soon as I walked into the Best Buy, there was like 20 of them just right in the front door.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to get rid of them.
Right.
Which I don't blame them, but.
But I would think they use the same chip. I wonder
I don't understand why there's a jillion of those.
And not enough of the Series X's.
I'm assuming it has to be something about, maybe they just push those out quicker because they're cheaper. They're,
mm-hmm.
I don't, well, it's got to be something with the disk drive that makes that other one more expensive.
I wonder, that's a good point. The disk drive.
It's all digital.
I wonder though, too, at the same time, right? If you can only make one or the other, the Series S or X, and you know people really want the PS5 over the X anyways, if you have the $300 option...
Yeah, you just push more out.
More people are like, you know what? I'll grab this for
and
the time being.
Obviously, they're only caring about the subscription right now for Game Pass.
Right.
It's obviously their main...
Because you buy the Series S, right? You get a couple months of Game Pass free.
Yeah.
And then
now
got people in your ecosystem.
They just eat, yeah.
Even PlayStation, you know they're hurting because they had the NPD for Japan and they had less than like 1,100 PS5s sold last month or last week. 1,100 for the entire country.
Yeah.
And you know people in Japan want a PlayStation.
Somehow my brother got one.
That
guy doesn't even
goddamn
play video games.
PlayStation. Well, I'm glad he gets to play his goddamn Madden one time. You know, like that's what he'll do with it.
That's what I'm saying. F him.
He'll play his Madden.
He just yelled at me 2 weeks ago saying that watching TV was a waste of time, and now he's just got this freaking PS5.
Oh, what's it? He's doing his yoga and playing Madden. Good for him, you know?
That's what I'm saying, fucking loser.
Splinter Cell dev wants to broaden the horizons of the series to new players. This is by Connor Sheridan on GamesRadar.com. The Ubisoft studio in charge of the new Splinter Cell wants to bring in new players while also being sure to satisfy the core of Sam Fisher's faithful. Ubisoft Toronto managing director Itzvin Tanjay shed light on how his studio is approaching the heavy task of bringing back Splinter Cell in an official Ubisoft interview. He said he's feeling a mixture of excitement, pride, and responsibility at picking up the future of the series. We know how high the expectations of fans are for us to modernize and brand while making absolutely sure we don't lose any of its essence. We want to make sure that Splinter Cell fans really love it. Tajnay said, playing the original Splinter Cell before he became a game developer was impressive, particularly in how uncompromising the focus on stealth was and how it redefined what stealth meant in a video game. But how do you do that again for modern players? With the new Splinter Cell still very early in development, according to its initial announcement, Ubisoft Toronto still has a lot of time to answer this question. When it comes to future projects, I want the studio to revive the Splinter Cell brand, Tajne said, to really satisfy its core audience that is very hungry for a new Splinter Cell and also broaden the horizon of the series to new players. I see a bright future for Splinter Cell. The interview is also not so subtle about being in informal recruitment ad with lots of talk about how Ubisoft Toronto is seeking diverse job applications and how the studio aims to grow over the next 5 years. In other words, while Ubisoft Toronto already put out both Far Cry 6 and Watch Dogs Legion in rapid succession, we should expect even more from it ongoing. So this was weird because we had the Game Awards, right? Yeah. And you would think that was the perfect place to announce a new Splinter Cell, especially since people have wanted this game for almost 20 years now. I forget when the last Splinter Cell came out.
I just always remember seeing friggin' that Splinter Cell game on those stupid little game catalogs you used to get.
Yes.
And it was always him, just the one where he's upside down
with his,
with
like
the goggles.
Yes.
That just always comes to mind when I think
you
of Splinter
know who
Cell.
I would think is like the perfect director for this game? Kojima.
Oh yeah.
Does this not scream like Metal Gear yeah, stealth
absolutely.
Vibes?
That's almost what it was to me.
Right,
I mean, Metal Gear is obviously you're supposed to be somewhat stealthy, but obviously you can go out guns blazing.
Yep.
Most of the time, it doesn't work out for you.
Right,
at some points you have to be stealthy,
and you know he can't work on.
That's why I always like the Splinter Cell games, because they always reminded me of
Metal Gear.
I had one specifically, I think, for the PS2 that I used to like playing.
Right,
because I don't mind going. Sometimes you just don't want to be stealthy all the time.
Yep, so and that's what this game forces you to do.
That's why I don't like doing it all the time, because it's just so much slower.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just want to go out there and just blast.
Right.
Which I don't mind some stealth parts, but I like to throw a little mix in there.
Well, and people get nervous now, too, because, you know, Ubisoft is just known for basically large open world games, right? Where you climb up the tower, open up more map, you have a million things you can do, and you just complete those little challenges.
Yeah.
I
don't know. It'll be interesting, though.
And the way they announced it, too, was just like a brief trailer and then game footage of the last one from years ago. So this is, what, 2-3 years away still anyways?
They're not even... The way they said, we have time to not answer that question, we still have... Like,
I'm not even sure if they actually even started any work on this game.
Oh, probably not.
Just,
they're probably just thinking right now.
Yeah.
They're at their brainstorms stage.
But they just knew people wanted it, and it'd be good publicity.
It's a good announcement.
Yeah, 100%.
The hype back up, but...
Next news story, GTA Online is adding story DLC featuring GTA 5's Franklin and Dr. Dre. This is by Eddie Mauch on GameSpot.com. Grand Theft Auto Online is expanding in a big way this month with the launch of a new GTA Online story featuring Franklin and Dr. Dre. The expansion is called The Contract and it releases on December 15th. Rockstar announced all the way back in 2013 that it would add new story-focused DLC featuring the heroes of GTA 5, and it's finally coming this month. Jesus Christ, that took 8 years.
Eight freaking years.
And we're still not... You're not going to see GTA 6 for...
Yeah, another five.
Way too long. The naming convention as a GTA Online story suggests more might be released in the future. The story takes place years after Franklin, Michael, and Trevor completed a daring heist of the Union Depository in the main campaign. In the time since then, Franklin has been making moves of his own. This amount to a new company called F. Clinton's and Partners. It's described as a celebrity solutions agency that caters to the elite of Vinewood. Franklin will help these high rollers with any of their high society problems. Lamar also returns in this contract, and he's a big-time pop boss these days. You'll meet up with Lamar, who introduces you to Franklin to kick things off. Franklin needs two things, a reliable partner and a big-ticket, high-profile client. With your longtime LS contact and a newly aspiring cannabis entrepreneur, Lamar Davis, making the connection, you can be the partner that helps Franklin take the business to the next level, reads a line from the description. The contract also features a storyline involving Dr. Dre, the famous real-world rapper who previously teased he was working with Rockstar Games on a GTA project. A lot of people thought that meant he was working on the music for GTA 6.
Yeah, he's in the game straight up.
And he looks yacked in the game.
Yeah, he does look solid.
Lost in the shuffle on his way to KO Perco last year, it turns out Dr. Dre's phone isn't just missing, it's in the wrong hands. Not only that, but the phone also contains the hottest property in the city, new unreleased music from Dr. Dre himself. This could be the big break your agency needs, the event describes. Description says. Players will embark upon a wild and hiatus ride throughout Los Santos to find Dr. Dre's phone. GTA 5 is one of the most successful games in history, with more than 155 million units sold. Rockstar has steadily released new content for GTA 5 online over the years, has reaped the benefit of ongoing microtransaction sales. The game will only grow bigger in 2022 when it's released on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X/S, with a standalone edition of GTA Online also on the way. Rockstar is also said to be developing GTA 6, which would feature a Fortnite-style evolving map. I hate that. I honestly, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if GTA 6 is online-based.
That is very, very possible, now that you say that.
Well, think about it. GTA Online is almost bigger than any of their actual GTA games now. It's
easily bigger than the fucking game.
And it's just a way to keep sinking money from people.
And it's the crazy part is it didn't start off popular.
No.
And now all of a sudden it just took off.
Well, think about all those games that like release. They kind of promise you all these things. They're not there at launch, and they slowly start developing and giving you those things that they initially promised you. And GTA is like one of those things. I remember how much it used to be a nightmare to even get into a game with your friends.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You used to have like go to your cell phone in the game, try to figure out.
Yeah, it was weird.
Then you find out you're in the wrong world and you have to like get out.
That's why I didn't get into it much, because I was playing GTA Heavy when it first came out, and it was so shitty. I just never got into it.
Yep.
And 6 months later, it's all I hear about.
Yeah.
And it's been still talked about for like 5 years.
When I first bought GTA 5, it was actually just to play the online, because everyone was playing.
Oh, no, I bought it for the story. I just bought it to get a new game that I could go around and just hit people with my car, get the cops called on me.
That's basically what you do online. Like, that's what I did, right? I would get in the car with three other guys, and we just hit someone with a car and see how far we can go before the cops got us.
Yeah, I mean, online sounds fun.
Well, you also actually get to, like, build your own gang now. You get to, like, make a safe house, own multiple cars, own a business.
I could definitely see them just going online straight up.
And doing, like, the Fortnite over...
I don't know how other people react to that, but...
Oh, they'll love it.
That's what you would think, but you know there's going to be some people that are going to be upset about
it. Mm-hmm.
Because then it's going to be like, oh, now I need a game subscription just to play this shit.
Play it online, yep.
So it's, some people will be mad regardless, but...
It is what it is, right?
I like can definitely see that happening. It's not a...
That's where this world is going, though. Everything's online, subscription-based. Make your money.
Unfortunately, it is, yeah.
All right, let's...
I mean, that's just the way life goes, right? Wow, the Raiders aren't looking too hot.
Don't talk about it. Voice actor and cross-player coming to Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. Dev reconfirms. This is by Christine Alexander on GamePro.com. Get ready for SpongeBob SquarePants and friends to scream out karate, or should we say karate, yells on the battlefield. The dev has reconfirmed the voice acting and crossplayer coming to Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. Art director Diego Hernandez came onto veteran Super Smash Bros. Player Hungry Box's stream. Wow, that's a diss. To confirm that all the fighters Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl will be getting voice acting per fan demand. Since the game's launch in October, the fighting game community has been pointing out that it has lacked any voice acting whatsoever for the cast of characters, including SpongeBob, Nigel Thornberry, CatDog, Aang, and Korra. Art director Diego... Oh, sorry. Hernandez didn't give any details about how much voiceover work will go into the game or which voice actors will be involved. However, the fact that it's going to be updated with voice acting at all is a welcome piece of news for the fan base. That was one of the biggest complaints, is like you silently fight during the game because there was no voice acting in it.
Is it popular right now? Do people play it?
That's what I was wondering.
I didn't even know it was out yet.
Yeah, it's been out for a while, and they added the first DLC character.
When are they dropping multiverses, though?
Not till 2022. That's going to be like the first Smash Bros. Game, if you think about it, that goes by a battle pass.
I was trying to figure out. I didn't even know that this was like out.
It goes on sale constantly, too, for like $15. Like, you can grab this game...
On any console.
But the issue is, right now, people want cross-play, which isn't in the game. And again, when you do play, it's all silent.
Yeah, that is weird. At least they're going to get... I heard Matthew Lillard. No, is that...
That's in Multiverses.
That's Multiverses. Yeah, I heard he was supposed to be playing. That's dope.
That's why... I think because of Multiverses, they have to go back and do this, because they already know if we don't put this in now, Multiverses is going to crush us.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's also like, I'm surprised that I don't know how well this game is doing to go back
is
and put
this. Is it completely silent, though, or do they give you some background music?
There's like some background music.
Some fight music.
And there's like some noises, but it's not the characters. It's like maybe the punch swishes.
I feel like sometimes their voices would get annoying after a little bit.
Maybe, but like, think about if it's nothing, right? Yeah, like, there's no, ha, ha.
Well, at least it's not silent, like you're just straight up just fighting.
Well, also, like, they're adding DLC characters. They confirmed there'll be more DLC characters. You would think you want, like, one hype player to bring people back in. Their first DLC character they announced was Garfield. I don't know how many people are going to turn around and be like, you know what, they added Garfield, I'm in.
But you did.
I still haven't bought it. You sent
me a message. You were like, yo,
I got got. I got got.
So pumped.
I got got.
And you got got.
Yeah, I thought he wasn't going to be playable on Mondays.
I told Deb that. He thought it was funny, so.
I thought it was real. And then, goddamn, you can't trust anything on the internet.
I can't blame you because you've seen that on Twitter. If it was Facebook, it would have been legit.
If it was Facebook, I would have known.
And it's funny because Facebook. Like 2 hours after you had said that you got duped.
Yep.
On Facebook, it said that that was indeed a lie.
Ah.
And I was like, of course.
That's why I got got.
Don't
I didn't
go on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You stick to Facebook. Fact checks. And actually, they just came out and said that their fact checks are fake.
What, Facebook's?
Yeah. I heard it's like a lawsuit.
It's just bullshit.
They just I don't even know what they do. Apparently, they're fact checking things that say that whatever you said was wrong is indeed not right.
Yeah, it's probably just like whatever they want it to show on Facebook, they show.
Freaking metaverse, man.
You have metaverse.
They're trying to take over. It's not gonna happen.
Wait until the multiverse gets here.
I'm already a different variant.
And then I think this is the last news story of the week. This is another one of those ridiculous things. Endwalker is so popular, Square Enix has to stop selling Final Fantasy XIV. This is by Matt Perslow and IGN.com. Square Enix had to temporarily suspend sales of Final Fantasy XIV because of the tremendous success of its latest expansion, Endwalker.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
I've never heard of a game being so popular you have to stop selling it.
Yeah, just suspend sales.
That's got to be
almost like Cyberpunk when it first dropped.
It was so popular
that they suspended sales, right?
Maybe.
So this is the complete opposite of that.
Well, apparently
I've never heard of this.
The queue, because again, it's one of those online massive multiplayer games. Yeah. The queue times to get in are over 3 hours.
That's insane. For a Final fucking Fantasy.
Yep.
Something that we used to love, no one ever gave a shit about, and now all of a sudden.
Well, if you remember when they first released
this
game.
How many freaking people, what's their server maximum?
Well, if you think about it, the World of Warcraft community all jumped ship after all that Activision Blizzard stuff.
How many people at one time could be playing Final Fantasy? I want to know.
Oh, hold on.
What's their highest, capacity in a lobby? Like, what even?
It's like 34 million players or something.
34 million people? Is that U.S. or worldwide?
Worldwide. All right, so hold on. Square Enix has confirmed Final Fantasy XIV now has 25 million registered players. Back in October, the game was confirmed to be the most profitable in the series and has surpassed 24 million players.
I wonder how many are from the U.S.
Oh, it's got... Well, again, because
this
of Final
would be popular
Fantasy,
in Japan, no?
100%. But
that's
it
what
is,
I'm saying.
It is popular here.
I'm saying at least 50% plays
and
Japan.
And Europe is huge with really? This game, yeah. The other issue is it has console
These
versions.
These are all fake fans. They're not real. They're not true warriors.
According to everyone, though, Final Fantasy XIV has like some of the best story in any of the Final Fantasy games.
I'm sure
and we never know because I'm not playing an MMO game.
Yeah, no, I'm not either.
And everyone says, well, after the first 60 hours, you really get into it. Imagine wasting like 60 hours to get into it.
Dude, I looked at my hours on Apex on PC. I have 1105.
1105 hours? Oh, my God.
But that's in 2 years.
No wonder why your PC broke.
That's in 2 years.
No wonder why your
PC
broke.
It's only 46 days out of 720.
Only 46.
Out of 730.
Think about how much longer our lives would be if we use that time to exercise. Yeah.
Why would we do that?
Yeah, no, that was a dumb.
You're exercising your mind by sitting there playing a game.
Good point. And they say it's good for hand-eye coordination.
Great for the hands. Wrists are great.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what they say too? When you exercise, it's bad for your joints. This isn't bad for your joint.
I'm getting good leg movements when I stretch.
Yeah.
I don't stretch during the day, but when I play, my leg get cramped, I stretch.
There you go.
So it's good
and
for
you're
everything.
Drinking plenty of water, no?
Ergonomical chair.
Yes.
Ergonomical mouse.
I got the ergonomical mouse.
That's what I mean. So we're actually being healthy.
You know what? Spin zone. I like it.
Glass half full, right?
When Final Fantasy first released, the 14, they had to stop selling it because of how bad it was doing. They had to rework it.
Now I've literally never heard of that. That's insane.
But it also has like console versions so people can play. I've heard there are people who are going in there downloading programs that basically move the mouse when they're not around so their guy doesn't log out so they can leave it running at all times so they don't have to wait through the queue again.
That is insane.
Because you can't get in. And because
that was like when I was waiting for a queue in Splitgate.
Yep.
I would wait for like 2 hours.
Yeah. And because of the chip shortage, they can't get more servers.
Yeah.
To increase the amount of players playing. So their solution was, all right, stop selling it so we can't add more people.
I want to know what that number would jump to if they didn't suspend the sale.
And it's one of those games, right, where you get monthly subscription. Like, you didn't buy it in year out. You have to, like, pay them monthly to have access to the game.
Yeah.
And right now, since no one can get on, they've just stopped making people pay because you can't even get in anyways.
Yeah.
This is like the greatest problem to have, but also sucks.
It sucks.
Yeah. Like, sorry, our game is so good, no one can get on.
But now you're not making any more money.
This is one of the most wild.
That is insane. I've literally never heard of that.
I've never heard of that in my life, right? Like,
no game's ever been that good.
And it's Final Fantasy.
Not that Final Fantasy isn't good, but I feel like you gotta have a particular style to like those games.
TA ripped into us all last week because whenever Final Fantasy 14 was nominated for a category on the Game Awards,
dissed it.
And we didn't.
Dissed it.
Yep. We did. And now look at it. Egg in our face because we're idiots.
If you had to come up to me and been like, yo, what's your favorite Final Fantasy? That would not be in my fucking.
Right. Top, top like 10. Most people are going to say 7, 10.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Yep.
Any of those are going to beat that out the wall.
Mm-hmm. Nope. It's just us.
I mean, that's what they say about 11, too. Another online one.
Mm-hmm. But 11 never hit these heights.
It never hit these heights, but it hit some, for some people, just as good.
Mm-hmm.
And I never got into it. I just can't get into it. It's not the same for me.
It's
even the ones on like the Game Boy and shit, they just weren't the same to me.
No, 100%.
Besides Tactics.
It's.
But like all those, like 1, 2, 3, 4, like they're not the same as 7, 8, 9, 10.
At this point, I don't know what's going to get fixed first. Either the consoles or Final Fantasy 14. Like, they both have the same issue. They can't get chips.
Definitely not going to be the consoles.
You think it's going to be it might be Final Fantasy 14. At some point. It just sucks
that everything uses this chip.
Yep.
Which
yeah.
I feel like is news to me because I didn't start hearing about this chip being a problem until like last year. Like, when did they just start putting this chip into everything?
Who knows?
Like, if you knew it had a potential to have a shortage like this, why would you use it on every single product? TVs, microwaves, fucking refrigerators, cars. Yep. Like, why is your car chip the same as my microwave chip?
Apparently, it doesn't use that much data. It's like a power chip. Like, it has something to do with distributing power through systems.
It's just like...
Right.
It works for cars, refrigerators, like... And apparently, it's like all the same chip.
The Raiders just went on a field goal, so... Oh, they call timeout. All right, that does it for this week's episode of the After Hour Nerd Podcast. You can find me on Twitter at @HN_Gags.
You can find me, unfortunately, on Xbox at PapaDill22 because I don't have a PC anymore.
You'll play Halo with me, though, right? That's a yes.
I literally hop on the Xbox and I just get sadder.
Saturday.
Apex is just... it's